Pick up your Telegraph this morning, and another controversy surrounding the Safe Schools program. The Telegraph is reporting that teachers at a leading all-girls school in the northwest, Cheltenham Girls High, were asked to stop calling students girls, ladies or women, and to use gender-neutral language instead. The report says that the teachers were at a staff meeting held last term to discuss the implementation of the controversial program. This is the anti-bullying program for lesbian, gay and transgender students. According to this report, they had a copy of the Anti-Discrimination Act, which was read out during the meeting. Staff were informed if they didn't support decisions of lesbian, gay and bisexual students, they would be breaking the law, would be considered homophobic and wouldn't be welcomed by the school. It's come to light because a number of parents complained to the local Liberal MP, Damien Tudehope, that their girls felt marginalised by the Safe Schools program. But at the nub of this is this request by a teacher at this meeting to other teachers to not refer to girls as girls. Now, has that been implemented? Is there a ban at this school? Are girls now referred to as something else at this school? The Education Minister, Adrian Piccoli, has asked his department to investigate this. He joins us on the line now. Adrian Piccoli, good morning.
Good morning.
Minister, thanks for joining us. You've been looking into this. Have teachers at this Cheltenham Girls' School been instructed to use non-gender terms?
Well, this suggestion that they're not allowed to use the word girls is wrong. I spoke to the principal about this when we got asked about it, and the answer to that is no, that's not true. And in fact, the editorial in the newspaper today says that the issue of banning the word girls may not have been raised, but it's a matter we should consider anyway. So, I mean, it seems the papers raised the issue and then complained about it. So
it's untrue that this was raised in a staff meeting last month, either formally or informally.
Well, the principal was on leave, came back on Monday, but a teacher gave a presentation about anti-discrimination and suggesting there's a problem with putting the Anti-Discrimination Act up in front of teachers. I mean, it's the law. Whether it's students who are gay, students with disabilities, students of different race, you know, it's just reminding people of what the law is. So I don't see there's anything improper about that. The school doesn't use any of the Safe Schools material, so that's an inaccuracy. But this suggestion...
So it doesn't use Safe Schools.
The main premise of this story is that you can't use the word girls or that the name of the school should be changed. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the editorial in the paper says that the issue about banning that word wasn't raised. So, you know,
Are you happy though with the way that the Safe Schools program has been rolled out?
Well, we've changed it substantially. You've got to remember, this is a Commonwealth program, introduced by the Labor government, re-endorsed by the Abbott government, funded by them. They did a review earlier in the year, recommended changes. We've made all of those changes. All of those changes we support. I certainly think some of the supporters of Safe Schools did go a bit far. The Commonwealth have brought that back, and we agree with that, and have implemented all of those changes. But to somehow align actually treating students with dignity, whether they've got a disability, whether they're same-sex attracted, whether they're of different race, is somehow a problem and something where people should be slammed about is simply wrong. So,
what do you know about this meeting, though?
It's not a safe school. It doesn't use safe schools material. So trying to conflate these two things is wrong.
Yeah. So who was conducting this staff meeting?
So from my conversation with the principal, it was another teacher at the school talking about inclusivity. And, you know, they're a school that prides themselves on inclusivity, whether it's students who've got disabilities, different cultural backgrounds, or same-sex-attracted students, or indeed same-sex-attracted parents. There was a discussion in the staff room about inclusivity. And you know, the principal makes no apologies about the right for students to learn in an environment that is harassment-free, and that's the context of that meeting. Now, of course, I wasn't there. I'm taking the word of the principal, who's been a principal there for a long time and done a great job.
So what about these parents who then complained to Damien Tudehope? Are they making complaints under a misunderstanding then about what took place in that meeting?
Well, the first I hear about these complaints when I read about them in the newspaper. So, but you know, they may have been made to the department. I don't know. But me personally, first I hear about it is when I read it in the newspaper. I saw Damon yesterday when we made the HSC announcement, and he didn't mention it to me. So I don't know who the parents are. But guys, whenever we get any kind of claim like this, we follow it up. Whether this the nature of these claims, or claims that anybody's done anything inappropriate, we follow them up, and in this case, we're going to follow these up as well.
Because the parents are complaining about the use of ribbons and flags being flown, and that if they don't take part in that, that they then feel excluded, and they're almost feeling like they're accused of being homophobic. Is there an element of that there?
Well, if I recall, the New South Wales government blew the rainbow flag on the Harbour Bridge after the Orlando massacre. So, you know, I don't know, because I haven't heard individual complaints from parents.
But just to get to the nub of this story, there was a teacher stood up at a meeting and said that girls should not be described as girls or indeed boys, that they shouldn't be referred to by their gender.
Let's just make it clear. Yeah. These are claims, second and third.
Yes, it comes from an insider who was at that meeting, according to the Telegraph report.
Yep, that's right. So they're claims, and they may well be right. And as I said, we're going to investigate.
But they haven't actually banned the use of the term in the school.
We don't want people to do stupid things.
But they haven't banned the use of the term in the school.
No. I mean, it's an absurdity to suggest that. But
is this whole safe schools thing, has it been hijacked, Minister, do you think, by elements of the gay and lesbian community? Because safe schools isn't just about students with gender issues, is it?
Well, the Commonwealth acknowledged it themselves with their review that some of the elements of it had gone a bit too far. That's why they did the review, and they brought it back substantially, and all of those recommendations have been adopted here in New South Wales. And it's not just in public schools. It was a resource available to Catholic and independent schools, and some of those schools had used material as well. So it has been brought back, and rightly so. But let's get to the issue of language. I mean, language is important. I mean, there are words we used to use for people with disabilities years ago that you don't use anymore because they're inappropriate. So, you know, the issue of language is important, whether it's gender, whether it's race, whether it's disability. So,
well, I think most people, though, would say this is carrying it too far. If it has happened, that a teacher has said, let's not use the word girls or ladies or women, I mean, most people would just roll their eyes. You would roll your eyes as well, wouldn't you, with it?
This is a claim, and in fact, the editorial in the newspaper says the claim about banning girls...
Yep. Yeah, the editorial says they haven't banned girls, but the question is whether a teacher raised it at this meeting. That's where the whole story comes from, doesn't it?
Whether a teacher raised it with other teachers. There was a meeting. A teacher gave a presentation about inclusivity and language, and put up the Anti-Discrimination Act. And you can't breach the Anti-Discrimination Act. It's the law.
But that doesn't preclude the use of girls or boys, does it?
No, it doesn't.
And you've also said this school isn't using safe schools. Is that right?
Well, my understanding is not. It's not part of it. Doesn't use the material in classes, so no.
Okay.
That's the advice that I've got.
Now, onto something that we can confirm. The big changes to HSC yesterday, a long time coming.
Yes, we can definitely confirm that. No, look, those changes are good. They deal with some of the issues that we've talked about previously in interviews around the issues of stress in the HSC, students gaming it by memorising essays and then just finding a question that's close to the essay they memorised and then just regurgitating the answer. So we're dealing with some of the cheating issues, some of those stress issues, higher level science and maths. You know, this focus on STEM, which is a really positive thing, but also that minimum literacy and numeracy standard that you're going to need to meet. And where they've done that in Western Australia, they found that the performance of high school students, not just in year 12, but right down to year 7, has started to improve. And hopefully we get the same result here.
Well, indeed, because I think there's we despair of this generation that's come through. Some of them can barely read a calendar, and they're getting through their HSC.
Yeah, and that's right. And I think sometimes in our desire to reduce stress, we also take some of the standards away and suggest that, you know, doesn't matter what you do, it'll be fine. You know, this idea that everyone gets a ribbon for turning up, And that's essentially what you currently get at the HSC. If you don't put any effort in, you can still get an HSC.
Yep.
And what we're saying is, from 2020, we've got to give students some years to give them to get into the to make the changes. You've got to meet a standard in order to get it.
All right. Minister, thank you.